New Hampshire Secretary of State Bill Gardner has defended New Hampshire's first-in-the-nation presidential primary status for 42 years in office. But backlash over Gardner's support for President Trump from a heavily Democratic state legislature in New Hampshire could lead to the end of that run. The New Hampshire legislature votes Wednesday to decide between Gardner and his challenger, Colin Van Ostern, for the title of Secretary of State. James Pendle covers politics in both New Hampshire and Massachusetts and elsewhere for the Boston Globe and joins us now to talk about the race and Wednesday's vote. Hi, James.
Hey, good morning, Bob.
So I should start by mentioning that in New Hampshire, it's the legislature that chooses the Secretary of State, not the voters. And with that as background, explain what it was about Gardner that enabled him to keep the job for so long, regardless of which party controlled the New Hampshire legislature.
This is the first time that Gardner has been challenged since 1984. Bill Gardner has been seen as almost an icon. You know, a couple of years ago, people were joking he is the second old man in the state, obviously referring to the old man in the mountain.
Well, give us the background on what's led to the current situation that puts Gardner in jeopardy. He sat on President Trump's voter fraud panel.
That's right. I mean, the argument against Gardner is multifaceted, but the momentum is largely because he did serve on this fraud panel, which was highly controversial, and the fact that a lot of people felt like Gardner did not defend the state enough against, frankly, lies from President Trump about massive voter fraud in New Hampshire and in California. But a number of Democrats also see this as a pattern with him. He has supported things like voter ID and a number of other measures that make it a little bit more difficult for folks to vote. And they feel like that's not exactly the appropriate thing and that it's time for change.
The challenger, Colin Van Ostern, has received overwhelming support from New Hampshire House Democrats. Has anti-Trump sentiment in that body, in the Democratic Party, worked on his behalf?
Absolutely. Gardner technically is a Democrat himself, but Republicans are not putting up a candidate. He has the support, Gardner does, of all of the Republicans, for the most part, in the House and the Senate who will be voting on this. I think it's important, again, to recognize that Gardner has held this position since 1976. His challenger was born during the period in which Gardner was in office. His challenger is also the former Democratic nominee for governor. He's not some just random person emerging. But people fear here that the office, which has been largely non-political, will be turned into a partisan office as it is in most other states.
So how serious is this challenge to Bill Gardner?
Extremely. There's a test vote essentially taken a couple weeks ago just within the Democratic caucus. And if you want to add up the votes of what you think will exist on the state Senate combined with a test vote among House Democrats, it looks like Gardner's challenger has the votes to become the next Secretary of State, but it's only by about a margin of 7 or 8 votes. And the New Hampshire legislature is very large. It's a volunteer legislature, and you never can really guess which way a vote's going to go with the margins that just that small.
So what might all this mean for New Hampshire's first-in-the-nation presidential primary, do you think, James?
Well, that's the question. That's why there's been so much national attention on this really local race. The truth is the New Hampshire primary has never been stronger. It's been codified into the national platforms of both Democratic and Republican parties. But when you remove Gardner from the process, it does create some serious questions that I'm sure other states will be looking at how they can take advantage of it.
Partially because Bill Gardner has gone out on the limb in the past, bucking Democrats and Republicans nationally to protect New Hampshire. Perhaps now other states might think they can horn in on the presidential primary process.
Yeah, detractors of Gardner will point out that there's a state law and that any Secretary of State can try to enforce that state law. But the argument for Gardner is, yeah, but he's been able to enforce it in very creative, unique ways over 10 different presidential primary cycles, and we should not walk away from that.
James Pendle covers politics in New Hampshire, Massachusetts, and elsewhere for the Boston Globe. James, thanks for joining us.
Thank you.